Hi Gail, hi John. Here we go again, 2019. So it's the 12th of February 2019, so a long time since the last podcast. Apologies for that, but we have seen you obviously in between, Gail, and caught up. It's just been mad, which is good for us, as you know. So we're just, you know, heads down, getting on with it. So this one will be, I say a quick podcast, it probably won't be, just to get back into the swing of it, really. I've made a few notes, and we'll just crack on and, yeah, just get back into it. So, first one then, yeah, just received the photograph of the 29 pairs of soccer boots. Absolutely fantastic. Thank you for that. That's going to be superb. That'll keep them going for a while. Yeah, because the ground is so hard, even in the rainy season now, the ground is so hard at that pitch. I think it just takes its toll on the boots, and they do tend to split and things like that. So this will be excellent. So yeah, if you want to just pass on the details of your friends that are coming over, you know, the address of the villa or hotel or wherever they are they're staying, and we can, you know, perhaps a WhatsApp number as well or something like that, and I can discuss with them, and we can swing by and pick them up. And I think it'll be one single suitcase full of soccer boots, I think. But that's no problem. We've done that before with a few people that have come over and just had a few things to drop off. So it's no problem at all. So that's great. So then we'll go to Soleil first then, because Alison was in touch yesterday, just saying that Soleil is happy. Everything's all good, but there's delays. They're having trouble getting him enrolled in school because they don't have any documents for him. And obviously, I think she said he's happy, but he's restless. And with the worrying thing about him running off, she asked if we'd be willing to bring him in on a couple of activities every week, just to give him something to focus on, something to look forward to, save him getting bored, because he's in the orphanage. I mean, all morning, I would say, from 7 through till, well, I don't know, 12:30, 1 o'clock, I think it would be just Sole, and then the little ones. And the little ones we've heard are now going to like a little nursery or playgroup or preschool or something. So perhaps say from 7 through till 10-ish, it's just Sole, Reysan, who's one of the more recent additions, and Sarah, the little 2-year-old. That's it. There's nobody else there. Everybody else is in school. So, yeah, he must be bored to tears. But they have they've started some sort of educational little program for him in the mornings, I think, as well. Perhaps that's Ibu Anik is perhaps, you know, giving him some lessons on something, just to keep him going, and then he can do some activities. So we said, yeah, of course, no problem at all. He can do swimming with Estio every Monday. That's fine. He's been the last 2 Mondays now, and that's great. And then he can do, we're going to say soccer or gymnastics on a Thursday, and then basketball on a Friday. So that's 3 times a week. There's the yoga as well, but it's more difficult to keep an eye on him at Sanur, because obviously the beach is so big. So I didn't mention that, but 3 times a week, I'm sure that, you know, that's a start. And Alison replied saying, yeah, great, brilliant. And copied Michelle in on the email and asked for her to liaise with the office and me regarding that. But I'm yet to have a response from Michelle. And emails have gone back and forth this morning as well between myself, Dodding, and Alison, with Michelle copied in. Still nothing from her, so... I'm going to just assume for the time being that she's up to her eyes in it, trying to get her head around what it is she's actually taken on. And then we'll wait and see, and wait for her to get in touch. So that's good. So then Dodic emailed this morning saying, oh, Solly's just told me that that you've invited him to soccer and gymnastics today. Is that right? So Alison responded quickly and said, yes, that's correct. It was actually Thursday, but Tuesday would be a better day, actually, because the group for the soccer, which is what we think he'll choose, is smaller on a Tuesday, and I think that might suit him better. But there'll be eight of our kids there involved in it. So he, you know, he already knows the kids, so I'm sure it'll be fine. I think he has futsal trainers. We asked him yesterday about his shoe size, and he didn't know. And we put him next to Esto, and Esto's a 39, and his looked like it might be a 38. But if he's got futsal trainers, that'll be fine for today. And he can have a go and see how it goes. He has expressed an interest in doing all the backflips and things, you know, the acrobatic gymnastic stuff that Rianne does so well. And a few of the other boys, Nesta, Jaya, Yoel. So he's, you know, he can come today and have a look at the gymnastics as well. But we think that because at the moment the gymnastics group is all girls, so that, you know, the international kids that attend, they're all girls, and then our lot are all girls, bar I think little Daniel comes sometimes. Big Daniel's been a couple of times. Who's the other little one that came? Was there two little ones there the other day? No, the boys. Wasn't little Daniel and another one? Zulia's. Jackie. Little Jackie came to do gymnastics? No. You're thinking about swimming? No, gymnastics. Anyway, it's mainly girls and the younger as well. So I think that he'll probably say, oh, no, you know. But Rianne finishes his job training, I think, in April. And I think then he's going to go back and resume his coaching duties along with Tanu, the instructor. And at that point, perhaps we can, that'll be term four then, I think, a new term. And perhaps we can, you know, discuss with Alison, maybe he can go to soccer on a Tuesday and gymnastics on a Thursday, if he's still not in school. I mean, that'll keep him super busy. But if he's in school by then anyway, then that'll probably be a bit much. Or he can alternate, or, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter, does it? We can do whatever they want us to do. Yeah, so that's that. So we'll see him again today, this afternoon. Very good. Yeah, so the school thing, they're saying that they're struggling with the documents and stuff, because we found out yesterday, the kids were telling us yesterday that, and Solid, Claire asked him when his birthday is, and he doesn't know. He doesn't know when his birthday is. Now, I don't know whether that's because perhaps his family is Hindu, or was Hindu, and they don't celebrate birthdays. Not quite sure how that works. So he may not have ever known because of that reason, but his reply was, I don't know, my mum and dad already died. So then he was chatting with a kid, with some of the older kids then, just talking about it, and he was quite open about it, and he said that they died in a, they were both on the motorbike, and they crashed on the motorbike and both died. So I'm assuming that the motorbike must have hit a lorry or a truck or something. And that was in Lombok, and then Abule is what he said. Abule brought him across to Bali, and he went into an orphanage in Bali, in Denpasar somewhere. And he actually went to school. He went to an SD school. SD is primary, because he's 11 now. He went to a school, but he didn't like the orphanage, so he ran off. And I think that's when he was discovered on the rubbish dump, and then Jodie O'Shea House was notified. And here we are now. So that's probably why Alison's a bit concerned about him running off, and why it's obviously very important to keep him busy, so that he doesn't get bored and feel trapped and then obviously decide to try to do a runner. But he seems very, very happy and comfortable at the moment. You know, he's confident, he's very relaxed and comfortable with us, and as we are with him, you know, it's like he's been there for years, you know. So I think it'll be all fine, but so maybe the school has the documents, because if he went to school already, then they must have had something. Anyway, they were all good. So Solly included in the sports, soccer boots done. So Neil, we did manage to meet Neil last Sunday before last, for a coffee and a donut and a catch-up. He's got a new job. It's in Sanur, so it's very close to where we used to live in Sanur. It turns out that there's an uncle of his, and I said, your uncle, was it your dad's brother? Or And he said, no, you know, removed, but there is a blood link. But they obviously know each other from the village originally. And this uncle worked at this tile place. It's called Barley Stone. And I wondered whether, because that rung a bell with us, because we used to deal with that sort of thing, in, you know, into the UK, but it's a different company, so it's not the same. But it is run by an Australian guy, and he, as his uncle has got himself other work, can't quite remember what that is now, and has basically recommended Neil to replace him. And the boss has gone for it. So Neil is now out of Ketterwell up there, and he's down in Sanur, and he's cutting tiles basically. So it's involved in the stone cutting, obviously, to prepare the tiles for the orders and all that sort of thing. And there's a big gedung, as they call it, which is like a big warehouse where it's all done. And he sleeps in there with two others. He's got a mattress and stuff. He says, you know, it's fine, and there's a you know, toilet, shower room and stuff like that. Pretty standard. I mean, it sounds a bit rough to us, but it's pretty standard, and I don't think it's any worse than where he was up in Ketterwell. He seems very comfortable and happy and relaxed there. His wages, I think, are pretty much the same, but he works 8 till 5 Monday to Saturday and gets Sunday off, which is a massive improvement on his previous job. His previous job was start 5 in the morning, finish 5 in the afternoon, and just a couple of hours off for church on a Sunday. So now he has a bit more freedom, and yeah, he seems happy. So he's got the bike, it's been delivered, but we're still waiting for the logbook, the license, the STNK, to come through, which will be, I think it's been a week and a half already, and they quote 3 weeks, so hopefully another week or so, and the, you know, the documents are in, and then the number plates come with it, and then the plates can go on, and then he can start riding the bike. Although we did hear that he did take the bike to church on Sunday. I don't know what I said to you when you were here, Gail, when I asked the question about can he ride the bike before the logbook's in and the plates are on, and the answer was yeah, just don't go far. And I said, well, why? Well, you know, because of the police. So the answer is actually, no, you can't ride it legally. But the church is very close to where he's living. And I know the route that he would have taken. So it's pretty, you know, pretty safe by Indonesian standards. So, yeah, anyway, he didn't get caught. And hopefully by next Sunday, he'll have his license plates anyway. So that's fine. So he's very, very happy at that, very, very grateful. So next time we see him, we'll do a little video or an audio message for you guys from Neil. So yeah, all good there. So Francie and Katie have been doing the diving. Katie enrolled him on the 3-day open water scuba diving course, which is the, you know, beginner's one. So last week he had the Monday off, and he went and they stayed in the diving pool in the centre, learning how to use the kit, all the hand signals. And then this Monday, just gone yesterday, they went down and they went up to Padang Bai, and he actually got to dive in the sea. I really liked it. But there are a couple of tests, little mini quizzes they call them, like mini exams. You've got a book, you read through the book, you watch a video, and then you answer some questions. So he was stressing over that, as he does. But he was on the room on Sunday night with us. Kate was revising for her dive master exam, and he was trying to do his. And of course, it's, you know, the usual thing, like, you know, you chatted with Claire before when you were here. It's that fear of commit, you know, it's just fear of commitment, committal to it, and getting started. And so I think Kate helped him with the first two or three questions, you know, read through and find the answers, and he found them because there's a book in Indonesian as well, so he doesn't have to do it in English. His response then, after about 5 or 10 minutes, was, "It's easy, this, isn't it?" So he was happy and he got through it, but it's quite a lot. But he managed to do it, and then he did the tests yesterday, and there are three sets of quizzes, three quizzes. He got through one, no problem. The other two were borderline on the 75% he'd have to get. I think he was just under it, so we had to do them again. And he got the second one, and there's one left to do, which he's allowed to do next week. But that's down to we looked at them, and Kate said as well, it's the usual thing, it's multiple choice answers, and for some reason they try to trick you by wording two or three of the answers, the options, in quite a similar way. And it's just, I just don't understand why they do it. I just don't get it. They either know the answer or they don't. And I don't see the point of trying to use the similar jargon and the similar words to try and throw them off. I don't understand what the gain is from that at all. But anyway, no problem. I think for the open water, it's a case you can't fail, you know. And you've got instructors around you in the water at all times anyway, so it's all good. But he's, you know, he's nearly there, and he really enjoyed the diving, just doesn't like the, the exam things, but who does? So next Monday, they'll go out again for his second day of diving, and he'll finish the course then. And I think they're hoping that they can go up to the shipwreck and have a look at that. They've taken videos and footage and stuff. She's got this YouTube channel she started, and every week she's documenting what they're up to. Really nice videos, actually, really good. And Francie is just hysterical. He's a natural comic. I was watching, there's a video that Kate took a couple of days ago, I think, where she's just sitting and practicing with the camera, just talking into the camera. And Francie sits behind her, and then they do it together, And he's, I was actually crying, laughing with what he was doing behind her. And it's all good. She's not annoyed with it. She thinks it's funny as well, They make a really good team, actually, so it's worth looking at. Okay, right, that's the diving. So Kate had her dive master exam as well yesterday, which I think was the final written exam, which she was really stressing over, and she got 87%, so no problem. That's the last of the exams, I think, next week, maybe, or the week after, she'll complete the dive master course, and that's all done and dusted, qualified, and then it's a question of what to do next, whether to start an instructor's training, or internship, or wait for a bit, or I don't know, or just go along and do some sort of free volunteering at the dive centre, coinciding perhaps with Francie doing some, or maybe start doing the advanced open water course next, or something, I don't know. So they'll decide on that. And then last week, Francie's boxing coaching had stopped because there was a new guy and he brought his own team. He'd helped out with us at the soccer on a Tuesday or something, a couple of times here and there when he'd been off. He'd just been come up to see the kids, and the coach Lloyd had asked him to join in and help out, and it all gone well. And then I'd mentioned that the boxing had finished, and Lloyd said, right, well, let's get him in here. Long story short, his boss has been notified, and shifts have been arranged accordingly, and he's now an assistant soccer coach at the JSA Soccer Tuesdays and Thursdays, 4 till 5:30. And he's a natural, so not only can he help with our kids as well, he's also a natural with the international kids too, and he goes with Coach Eddie, the local coach, who takes the sort of 7s to 9s, and then I help Lloyd with the 9s to 12s, 13s. It's great. He's really enjoying it. So that'll be again today at 4 o'clock. He's off today again, Francie. So he's actually surfing at the moment, and he's taking Katie's GoPro camera. Let's hope the pair of them come back in one piece. He's gone with a friend from work, I think. So he's not alone. What time is it now? 5:11. Yeah, he won't be long. And I think he's going to pick Katie up then, and they'll come back to the room here for an hour or so during her break today and just chill out. Yeah. MTC, we went to the MTC again on Saturday. We couldn't do the swimming. The pool was green. And the guy said that because of the rain, that had changed the mixture, and they were late putting the chemicals in. So I'm hoping that by next Saturday the pool will be sorted so we can carry that on. But having said that, Claire had arranged to bring along some ingredients for the Welsh cakes, flour, eggs, milk, cinnamon, sugar, stuff like that, and do the mixing thing. And we sat and did that. It was a quiet group, actually, Saturday. I think a lot of illness again. Another ceremony or festival or something going on. So we had Mita, Coming, Orevo, just those three, wasn't it? Mixing the cake. Yeah, just those three mixing the cake, mixes and stuff. And of course, Revo's motor skills. He struggles with his motor skills. So he's, like I mentioned before, he's got like, I don't know, 80% use of his left arm and like 5% use of his right arm or something like that. So of course he's in there mixing and it's going everywhere. So, like a clown, I decided to accidentally get it all over my face as well, and lots of laughing, and you know, screeching and whooping and laughing, and just really, really, really enjoyed it. So, yeah, if we'd have been swimming, we wouldn't have had that. Excuse me. So yeah, it actually worked out nice. It was a really nice, and the time just flew, 2 hours, and it just flew. So, yeah, it was really nice to do that. So Sunday, this Sunday coming, we can't meet Neil because we've got this birthday party with Gebby's new little friend from gymnastics. So Alison, I think, reluctantly gave the go-ahead for her to go. It's on anyway, so it's Sunday morning. It's a mermaid party, apparently. So I'm sure Gebby's looking forward to that. And then finally, just a recap with Melfi and his visa. No news yet. You know, that third and final email hasn't arrived yet. As of this morning at 10 past 11, Tuesday morning, still not arrived. So the first email came through saying that the application had been successfully submitted to Jakarta. And then the second email came through to say that it had been successively transferred to immigration in Australia. And then the third email, at least this is how it went with Francie, was the email to basically say whether or not the visa's been granted. So, yeah, as of today, still nothing. I'll just... what's that? There's a message there. What's that? Yes. Oh. I had a panic then, I thought it would just come through, but it's not, it's something else. Woo! Okay, there we are, so that's it for now. That was just off the bat really, didn't give it a great deal of preparation, just wanted to get one done. As you know, the longer it goes on, the harder it is to get back into the routine, isn't it? So hopefully that was a success. And looking forward to getting the soccer boots. Woo-hoo! And get some more news next week. Okay, see you soon.